Turn with me to the book of Titus tonight. We'll be reading out of the book of Titus, chapter 2. Then we'll be turning back to Acts chapter 14, reading one verse there. Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. And these are wonderful portions of Scripture, and there's a whole bunch of text in them. You know, there's dozens and dozens of text in these few verses of Scripture. Said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Excuse me. Praise God. You know, there's a misconception of grace sometimes. Grace is something some folks use as an excuse to do wrong. But when I read this here, it says that grace is a teacher. Amen. Grace is a teacher. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that's uncontrolled desires, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. Somebody said, "You can't live like that." You mean God told us to do something that He wouldn't enable us to do? Don't sound like any kind of God that I'd want to serve. Amen. Listen to what He said now. I'm not preaching yet, so don't start my time yet, will you? I'm just reading the text. Looking for that blessed hope. Whew, I like that song tonight, didn't you? I don't know if Sister Mary Lamb could hear that or not, but you know, we don't know about the other side. We don't know. But if she could, I guess she got happy. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity. Man, that word "all" is a great big word. It includes everything. All iniquity, and purify. Take out all the blemishes. Remove all the blemishes. Unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Would you ask the Lord to help us tonight, Father? We look to You tonight to help us to preach. Lord, You're our help. There's no other help besides You. Hide us behind Calvary once again, Lord. And on our feeble lips of clay, O God, help us to speak Your words. Reach out to somebody that's in this congregation tonight. Encourage them. Move among the young, Lord, of where my heart goes. You would minister to them tonight and let them to know they can live for God and they can be what You want them to be. Lord, we'll praise You and thank You for it. In Jesus' great name, amen. This description here of the church, you might say that, or of us, that I read to you in Titus, this glorious church, the Bible tells it about, of which if you're saved, you're a part of. And it gave us the instructions here and showed us that what the will of God was for our lives, that we're to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we're to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. If you're going to wait till heaven to live right, you ain't going to ever go there. Amen. But what he says here, many preach, cannot be achieved. It'll never happen. Folks can't live that way. Amen. And the devil has told that to a lot of other people. Amen. And made them to believe that they couldn't live that way. But you see, amen, you forgive my voice tonight, it ain't the best. You'll see here that the grace of God that brought this salvation, amen, also taught us these things. Amen. So, we're going to live that way, Brother Jimmy, by this grace of God. Amen. Because we want to. Amen. I don't live holiness because I have to. Amen. Well, I can live holiness because I had to and go to hell. Amen. I live holiness because I want to. Amen. And because the grace of God has appeared and taught me some things and given me some things and enabled me that I could live like God wants me to live. Amen. I'm going to preach for a little while on this little thought. Just beyond the average. Beyond the average. That means to surpass. To go farther. Amen. Average means usual or normal. Just the usual thing. Just the normal thing. Amen. God's people. I don't believe God's people. Now, I'm not talking about the church in general as far as the term is considered in the secular world. Amen. No, I'm talking about the real blood-bought, born-again, sanctified, dedicated holiness men and women. Amen. That's going on to serve God. Amen. That is the church. And that is the only church. Amen. Hadn't got anything to do with a name. Hadn't got anything to do with an organization. Hadn't got anything to do with a group. It doesn't even have anything to do, amen, with the name of your local church. Amen. It has to do with your experience with God. That grace has brought salvation to your life. God's people have never been usual or normal. Amen. And when they are, there's something wrong. The usual and the normal is, amen, is to do what God told Israel not to do. Amen. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is well, they shout down there, and they're doing it. They talk in tongues over there, and they're doing it. Yeah, but do you want to be usual? Do you want to be normal? Or do you want to go beyond the average? Do you want to go where God wants you to go? You want to be what God wants you to be? You'll have to get back your bag and get on the road and begin to travel. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, the reason I'm going slow tonight is I ain't got enough physically to go anything beyond that. So, you understand that. Praise God. Look with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. I'll read verse 6. I'm over in Exodus. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. This is what God said about Israel now. You see, God has never changed. Just because we've entered into the dispensation of grace or the church age doesn't mean that God changed him. He just moved things around in a different realm to cause us and give us more, amen, of what it takes to live for Him. But His will for us to live for Him has never changed. Listen to what He said now. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. You think God's people hadn't always been beyond the average? Amen. Amen. Yeah, they are. They go beyond the average. Amen. Any way you want to take it, put it in a sack and shake it up and pour it out. Amen. And the least one in the kingdom of God, amen, will be better, amen, than they ever could have been without God. Chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 2. Listen. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord had chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now he's chosen a people out of all the nations. Every nation, kindred, and tongue. Amen. Have got God's people in it. Amen. Every nation and kindred. I like what that brother said tonight. Who was that said that? If he's black, he'd be proud he's black. I told that brother sitting with me, I said, if I was black as coal, I'd be proud I was black. Amen. I wouldn't be looking for a handout. Amen. I'd be proud I was black. Praise God. Amen. Most of us are Heinz 57 anyway. We lived in America very long. There ain't very many pure bloods, you know. Amen. We're just all mixed up, you know. Amen. So, praise God. It's always seemed to me kind of like the pot calling the kettle black for folks to make fun of other folks that wasn't just like them. Amen. Never did make any sense to me. Amen. Didn't make no sense at all just because somebody's different. Amen. Oh, my. I'm glad I'm a Christian, aren't you? Amen. Don't ever be accused. Don't ever let it be said. Don't let nobody say about you. If somebody says about you, well, that's just an average guy. Man, find you an altar. Go to prayer. Get refilled with the Holy Ghost. Get on the firing line. Get out and get busy for God. Don't ever let it be said that you were just average. Amen. Praise God. You know why people are average? You know why folks are average? Because they're content just to stay that way. Amen. They're just content. I mean, that's all they want to do. Just sit there. I thought tonight, I said, boy, the power of God really falling up here on this platform. I mean, folks are really getting in up here on this platform. I sure do wish you'd get back there. Amen. Praise God. I told my folks one time, I said, I think I'm going to move the platform down here and put all y'all up here. Or move the pulpit down here and put all y'all up here. Amen. So everybody can feel this presence of God. You know the difference? You know the difference? What you put into it. You know why? You can sit out there, and I'm not getting on to you much, just a little bit. You know why? You can just sit out there, and the power of God's falling up here. Folks are shouting and dancing and singing and praising God, and everybody just getting in and feeling the presence of the Lord. Amen. And you can sit back there. Because you're a spectator. Well, I got a bunch of amens up here, but can I hear somebody say, woo! These boys here, they always, these Pearson boys always tell me amen. Them guys, they're my buddies. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You're average because you won't do any better. You know what causes folks to be average? Laziness. Amen. I'm tired. I don't feel good. Did you know I got up out of bed to come preach to you tonight? I've been in bed all day. I was in bed all night, washing my face with wash rags, trying to keep my fever down. Amen. I got up at 3:30, my brother. Amen. And I wasn't up a little while. I went and laid back down. I didn't get up to get ready for church till 5 o'clock. Amen. But you know why I'm here? Amen. Because I refuse to be average. Amen. I refuse to be average. And I knew if I could get to the house of God that I could do better than I could land in that bed. Don't be satisfied with being average. Amen. Don't just remain there. Don't just remain there. Please don't remain there. You know that's what keeps your church from growing? You know that's what keeps the power of God from moving in your church? Amen. Did you know that's what keeps folks from getting healed and folks from getting saved and folks from getting delivered? Because folks are satisfied and they're lazy. Amen. And they just sit on a pew. I'll do nothing. Amen. And let somebody else sing it down, pray it down, preach it down, and become spectators. Amen. And enjoy it if it comes. I got lots of friends here in this church. Sure I have, Brother Jimmy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you ever go down to the river when it was kind of rising and the fences are flowing by? Flowing by. You know, floods are good things. They clean the streams. Amen. They replenish them. Amen. They wash the stagnant water out and give it fresh water. Cleanse it. Amen. But you know what? You can catch an old fish and throw him up on the bank. Where's our fisherman at? He ain't here tonight? Where's he at? Oh, man. Man, 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 man. He's so far away I can't see him. Catch a fish, my brother, and lay him out on the bank. You know, just catching them. And, well, you ain't don't want to take time to string him up and lay him out. You look, and the thing died. You just forgot about him. He died. You know what he'll do when you toss him in the water? Do you know what he'll do? Somebody tell me. What else will he do? Tell me. He'll float downstream. He'll just float right downstream. You've never seen a dead fish going upstream. Never in your life have you ever seen one going upstream. Amen. You know, there's a lot of folks that's dead in a doornail that's trying to swim around in this water, and there's so much current they can't swim against it. Amen. It takes a live, resurrected, amen, born again child of God to oppose the current. Amen. Go against the grain and live for God. Praise God. Yeah, just any old fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to go upstream. Praise God. I'd like to be a live one with you. Amen. Sinners don't mean to go to hell. They don't mean to go to hell. They don't mean to go to hell. A lot of them just don't know anything else to do about it. Amen. And some of them have just, I guess, just they've just messed up so bad that the devil's lied to them and they feel like they can't get saved. And they just go to hell like that. You know, I mean, the devil will tell you anything, but I can't find in the Bible anywhere. I cannot find in the Bible anywhere, amen, where there's nobody that can't get saved except for he that blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And I heard an old preacher tell me one time, Brother Casey, I've known two people that's done that, and both of them died within days. Amen. Evidently, that's what Ananias and Sapphira did somewhere or other. I can't explain to you what the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is. Amen. It'd take books miles long, and then when you got through reading it, you still wouldn't know what has been said. Amen. All kinds of people's got all kinds of ideas about it. Amen. But there's very few people that's done it. That's right. Amen. I've worked with folks. amen, that the devil told them they couldn't be saved. And they hadn't been near as bad as Paul. Amen. They hadn't been near as bad as Mary Magdalene, who had seven devils cast out of her. Amen. They wasn't near as bad as that woman caught in the very act of adultery. Amen. I'm telling you, God can save. It's the devil that tells you that God can't save. Amen. But God can save. And He will save. And He wants to save. Amen. And He's reaching for you. Amen. But you see, you've got to make up your mind. I don't want to be average. I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to just float along with the stream. I don't want to be just usual or normal. But I want to go to heaven. Amen. Procrastination is a terrible thing. The theme of procrastination is don't ever do today what you can put off until tomorrow. Amen. And hell is populated with procrastinators. They meant to get saved. They was going to get saved, but they just stayed average too long. They just stayed average just a second too long. That's all it takes, folks, is just a second. That's all it takes. Amen. Your heart quits. You're gone. Amen. Oh, they might get it started. There's been a few people whose hearts stopped and they shot the juice to it and cranked it up again. Amen. And they lived. My dad did. My dad lived another 10 years after, amen, he died with a heart attack. And they shot the juice to him. He lived another 10 years. I thank God for that. And he had a pretty good life. He didn't have much problems. He was able to get around, do for himself. Wasn't handicapped in any way. He just done good. Had a good 10 years. I thank God for that. I appreciate that. Amen. I'm not a doctor hater. I'm not. I know preachers that talk about doctors. They hate them. I'm not. You might need one someday. Amen. I'm not. I know there's a bunch of quacks, but there's a bunch of quack preachers too. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. But hey, 1 second. Amen. When your heart stops, you'll wake up in hell and you'll be sorry that you procrastinated and put it off just a second too long. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 through 28 tells us a wonderful story about this heathen woman, this Canaanite woman, Syrophoenician woman. This woman was not a Jew. She was a Gentile. Therefore, she was considered a dog. Amen. But she heard about Jesus. And I'll tell you, there's not anything that a mother won't do to try to help her child. And she ran and followed after him, crying to him, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. It unnerved the disciples. She was causing a scene. Isn't that amazing? I saw church folk get nervous because somebody's needing help around an altar causing a scene. Amen. I have. I've seen folks get nervous. Isn't that pitiful? Oh, that's just sad. Amen. But here she was, this woman. Amen. She ran after them. And she continued to cry after them. And the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, send her away. Get rid of her. I know churches that won't even get in if certain folks come to church. You let some adulterer, harlot, floozy thing come in her mini skirt and decked all out and look like a Jezebel and probably is one. You know there's ladies that won't even pray with her. You got to go beyond the average. Amen. 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 I'm going kind of slow. I know that. I know that. But it's all I got. Doing the best I can, Brother Jimmy. Amen. Doing the best I can. Amen. This woman of Canaan, you see, she had something about her that she refused to remain as she was. Did you know all through the New Testament and the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, did you know Jesus ministered to most people that came to Him, that refused, amen, the circumstances of their life? Amen, they pressed through the crowd. Amen, you know what they were saying? I refuse to be average. I refuse to be average. Oh, if I could get it across to you tonight, as the children of God, and this church here, and the visiting people from other churches would make an agreement with God that I'm going to refuse to be average, and I'm going to put my life on the line, I'm going to lay it all on the altar for the glory of God. Did you know it revolutionized this church? It revolutionized you. Praise God. Now let me tell you about this woman. And I know you've heard a lot of time, but you ain't heard me say it. Let me tell you about this woman a little bit now. Thank you, brother. That's wonderful stuff, man. Ain't none in hell. Not one drop. Praise God. Jesus finally stopped. The woman came up to Him, and the Bible said she worshipped Him. Amen. And He said, it's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs. That was the Gentile. That's the way they looked at Him. Jews still look that way at Him. Devout Jews. Amen. At us, I mean. At them. At us. Amen. They can't help that. That's been bred into them ever since. You know why? Because it was beat into their head that they were a distinct, separate people. And for them not to intermingle, for them not to mix, amen, that was beat into them. I mean, it was paraded into their heads and into their minds. God started with Abraham, amen, and pushed it all the way through, amen. Separation has always been God's theme. And that'd have been enough to stop most folks. I mean, for Jesus to call him a dog would have been enough to stop most. He don't love me. You know, that preacher didn't even smile. He don't love me. He don't love me. He's just not concerned about me. Hey, this woman forgot about her concerns. She forgot about everything but her need. It didn't make her no difference. She knew Jesus had what she needed. Amen. She knew that the one she was standing or kneeled in front of had what she needed. Amen. And she said, truth, Lord. This I can't hardly read this scripture without crying. I mean, I've pictured this in my mind over and over again, this scene. The amazement on Jesus' face. The amazement in His voice at what she said. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Man. Man. Humbleness. Do you think we'd get more from God if we'd be like that? Well, Jimmy, don't you think we'd get more from God if we'd be like that? Truth, Lord. Whatever you say is right, Lord. Whatever you do is right, Lord. Amen. Wherever you take me is right, Lord. Whatever comes my way is right, Lord. Truth, Lord. Nevertheless, the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the children's table. Oh, that's all she wanted, Brother Jimmy, was a crumb. Her little girl was full of devils, grievously vexed with devils, and she refused to stay average. No doubt some said to her as she left her little community there to go out, and she had heard he was coming that way. No doubt some said to her, well, he's not going to help you none. You're a Gentile. She didn't let that stop her. She refused to let anything stop her. No doubt some of those around about said, well, you know, they ain't no help for that girl. Well, I mean, after all, you know, you've tried everything. I mean, they just, there's no help for that girl. Why bother go out and trouble the master? But she went anyhow. She went anyhow. Amen. And when she got there and she spoke those great words of faith, Jesus marveled. He looked at her, and I've pictured that scene, Brother Jimmy, with that amazement on his face. Time and time again, he was amazed at her faith. He said, woman, it'll be just like you want it. You think God won't meet with you? You think God don't know where you're at? You think God won't touch you? You think God ain't got what you need to cause you to go beyond the average and not just be a man, a usual or normal church member? God's got it. God's got it. He's got it. That little woman with the issue of blood, she spent all of her living. She had tried everything. I mean, not only doctors, but about all they had them days was remedies anyway. Their biggest medical deal was bleeding you. And usually that wound up killing folks, because that's the worst thing they could have done. It just made them weaker. She had spent everything she had. She had tried every physician she had ever heard about. She tried everything she knew and everything anybody would tell her. But she was none the better, but rather grew worse. And that day she heard that Jesus was coming through. I can see her as she left her home. Maybe I can hear her husband. She must have had a good man. She must have had a good husband. And I'm not belittling him by using this illustration, because it doesn't bear this out in the Bible. I'm just using my imagination. You understand that. But he had to be a good man for her to spend the whole living. And he might have patted her and said, Mama, I've been with you all these 12 years that you've suffered. And I've watched you cry. I've heard you cry. I watched you as you tossed on the bed at night and couldn't sleep. I've seen you suffer at the hands of physicians. And I've seen you disappointed time and time and time again. You've been a wonderful wife. And I love you with all my heart. But don't go and be disappointed again. Now, the Scripture doesn't say here who she said that to. It says she said it in her heart.
But somehow in my mind, I just think she said it to her husband, too. She might not have. It's not a point that I'd argue about because it's not there. But she could have said it to her husband like this. Husband, you've been good to let me spend all that we've had or all that we could make to try to get well. You've stood by me through these years and my sickness, and you've been good to me, and I appreciate that so much. But somehow I feel in my heart that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. I don't know what kind of faith this man had, but I can just visualize it, Brother Jimmy, in my heart, in my mind, that suddenly his faith arose and responded to the sincerity of her statement. I feel like he just reached over and got her by the arm, walked her outside, walked her out the front door and said, Mama, I got to go to work and can't go with you. But said, go on. Go on and touch Jesus' clothes. Oh, 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 oh. When she got there, more disappointment. The crowd had him thronged and he was leaving. He was going to Jairus' house. You see, he wasn't even in the business to help her. He had no thought to help her. None at all. And the throng around him stopped her from getting to him. What have you allowed to stop you? Man, have we ever had altar services here these last couple of days? Man, has the power of God ever been here to help folks and bring victory to folks? And I've saw some go out the back door. Please, please, don't remain average. Hey, man, make up your mind. Jesus is able to help you. He's got what you need. Amen. There's nothing impossible with the Lord. He'll meet with you at this altar. He'll give you what you need for the grace of God that appeared to all men, bringing salvation. He brought it to all men, and we can all enjoy it. Everything God's got is for you as an individual. Oh, I know He'll do it for them. He'll do it for the preacher. I know He'll do it for Brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. They've been so faithful. They've been so dedicated. I know He'll do it for them. No, it's what counts is He'll do it for you. He'll meet with you. Don't be average. The average says, I can't get to Him. There's a throng around Him. I guess I better take what strength I got left and try to get back home. That's the average. That's the average. Amen. But she took what strength she had left and pushed her way through the crowd. I don't know how she got there. She might have pushed them out of the way. She might have got down and crawled. Amen. I know one thing. She done everything she had to do to get to Him. And when she got to Him, she reached out and touched His garment. At that instant, virtue went out of Him and touched her. And she felt in her heart, in her body, she felt that she is made whole. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? What a story. You know why it happened to her and didn't happen to you? Huh? You know why it happened to her and didn't happen to you? Because you went back home. You went back home. See, there's two things that we can do when trouble comes our way. And trouble will do one of two things. It'll either drive you into discouragement and despondency and away from God, or it'll drive you to your knees and a new commitment and dedication to God. And God's method, God's means, and God's idea, and what God's will is that it turn you to Him. Because He's got what you need. Amen. Now, I've got to hurry up. I'm about finished here. Amen. I've got a bunch of other examples from things I give you, but I feel like I need to quit. And I'm wore out too. I want to read two verses of Scripture. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 12. Listen to this now. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. One other scripture that goes with that one, Luke chapter 16. Luke 16. I'll find it here in a minute. 16:16 said, the law and the prophets were until John, and since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man, what does he do? He presseth into it. If you're going to get something from God, you're going to have to get beyond the average. If you're going to get somewhere with God, you're going to have to get beyond the average. You're going to have to learn what it is to fight. You're going to have to learn what it is to press. Press is what you do when you've got weights. And you lay on a bench and you press those weights. You take those weights and lift them up above you. You know what that does? That makes you strong. It exercises your muscles, makes you strong. When you press your way into the kingdom, you'll come out of there with strength. You'll have spiritual muscles. You won't be a weakling sitting on a pew. Amen. That's right, brother. You won't be on your feet when the power of God gets to falling. You'll be clapping your hands and throwing them in the air. Amen. These up here on the platform won't be the only one dancing. You'll be a dancing too. Amen. If you'll press your way through the kingdom of God and get God in your heart and get everything like it ought to be and quit being average and go beyond average and do what God wants you to do. All right. The greatest example in the Bible, and I wouldn't feel complete if I didn't use him. And that's that great man called Jesus. The Son of God. Deity. Amen. You see, he told the disciples. Maybe it wasn't the disciples. Maybe it's one of the court. Told somebody. Could not I call 10,000 angels and deliver me? You see, he laid down his life. It wasn't forced from him. They didn't take it from him. He gave it. He gave it. He gave it. You know, you'll never be happy as a Christian till you learn to live holiness because you love holiness. As long as you force yourself to do some of the things that we consider as necessary to holiness according to the Scriptures. I wouldn't give you a dime for stuff that ain't according to the Scriptures. But things that are according to the Scriptures are truth. Amen. We feel obligated to do them. But it's so much better when you get to where that you want to do them. The battle ceases then. There's more victory and more peace and more joy involved in it. See, what I'm trying to get them to do tonight, Brother John, Jimmy, is I'm trying to get them to go beyond the average. Don't be satisfied, amen, just being a Christian. Don't be satisfied just coming to church. Don't be satisfied just sitting on the pew. Get in. There ain't nothing I can do, Brother Casey. Oh, there's not. There's not. My wife has beat herself. I've had to threaten her nearly. Because she can't sing a lick. It's not her fault. But she feels so inadequate to my ministry. But I wouldn't trade her for 100 little Jezebels that could sing. because she knows how to pray. And I'd rather have a prayer as a singer. Amen. I'd rather have a prayer as a singer. But she feels inadequate in that area, and other areas she feels inadequate. She feels like she hadn't been, as big a help to my ministry as she'd like to be. And amen. But she don't know. She don't know. She don't know. God's got the record. And I'll guarantee you, buddy, when she gets there, there'll be crowns for her. Amen. That's right. That's right. Jesus didn't have to die. He done it because He was willing to for you and I. Now, He had to die in the sense that God's Word has to be completed and fulfilled. And it was all prophesied prior to that. Every jot and tittle, every word, everything He did was all prophesied in the Old Testament, in Psalms, and all through about concerning Him. And He had to fulfill those prophecies. But you see, they was uttered from God upon holy men as they wrote. And God knew how it was going to be from the beginning to the end. So He just wrote it down so that when it happened, if they had any sense at all, they'd know it was Him. And all them doctors and lawyers and smart aleks, I guess, whatever they were, hey man, they didn't know it was Him. They didn't want to. They didn't want to. They're going to lose their position. Woo! Man. I'll tell you what. Praise God. I've been places. Now, I want to say this in the right spirit. I don't want to say this bad or wrong or mean or anything. But I've been in places where that if that pastor would have had a move of God, he wouldn't have known what to do with it. And all his people was waiting on for him, amen, to pray a hole in the sky and get it to going. And God's waiting on it to give it to him. But you see, he didn't want it. He was all set. Everything's rosy for him. Everything's going good. Not much pressure. Amen. Ain't much pressure if you're just average. Huh? You'll never even feel the current going against you because you're traveling with it. Huh? You'll never feel it going against you because you're traveling with it. But you get saved and get full of God, get on fire and get beyond the average, you'll feel the pressure. Ooh, but that's what'll make you. That's what'll shape character in your life. That's what'll mold and make you into the image of God's Son. Amen. That's exactly what'll do the trick on you. Hardness. Trials, tribulations, persecutions. Those are the things that make us. Prosperity and good times has always been a killer to the church. Hard times make us. They bring the best out of us. Amen. They bring the best out of us. Let's stand to our feet. I haven't got with it as much as I have other nights. I apologize for that, but I just don't have the strength to do it. Amen. I just didn't have the strength to do it, Brother Jimmy. Amen. But I felt, and I was anointed, and I felt His anointed in what I gave you tonight. And if you'll listen to me, and you do something about your situation, there'll be a change in your life. You say, but I'm not, I'm a Christian, Brother. I know you are, but I just want you to be a better one. Amen. I'm not saying you're not a Christian. I just want you to be a better one. Amen. I just want you to have more of God. Let's pray. Then we're going to ask the singers to sing for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we've done our best, Lord, to preach tonight what You laid on our hearts. And I pray, God, that You would take it, move upon us as individuals, and let this not be something that would fall upon deaf ears. But Lord, there's folks here in this congregation, not only from this church, but other churches, that's going through battles, that's having struggles, and that knows what difficulties are, that knows what the feeling of doubt and discouragement and those things are. God, help them. Help them right now in Jesus' name to read this scripture in Titus and say, God, I'm depending on your grace to help me to live like you want me to live in this present life. Father, we'll praise you for it if you'll accomplish it now. For without you, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen.